This is...
That's a great, beautiful goal, but...
Your Kingfordia All Sports Leader.
Double digits for kills.
Hoops Game brought to you by The Solar. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kuby. Alongside my partner is Eric Cumley. And guys, we had a pretty good weekend this week for sports, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was pretty good. We just... A couple teams here and there dropped a couple things, but... Great weekend, great performances, great hard work overall.
Yeah, and we'll start off with Concordia Bulldog football, 4-0. This has been a long time since we started off 4-0.
We are 4-0, and we are one of the three teams in the NAIA that are 4-0 so far.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. We are also one of 11 undefeated teams, and us and Morningside are the only two GPAC teams undefeated.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool. I mean, we're leading GPAC right now. Keep it up.
Yeah, number one in the GPAC for the second week in a row. So, and I think we're inside the top 25 of NAIA.
Yes, yes, we are. I know that for a fact. I mean, we better be at least. We're 4-0.
I know. But I'm about to say.
But yeah, starting off with the game, we beat Jamestown.
Yeah, we beat them in it was a closer one than we would have liked. It was a 23-3 win over Jamestown. Some stars of the game, we got on the offensive side, we got Lyle Whitney getting about 86 yards rushing.
Blake Colbert had 361 passing yards. That's second most in school history, by the way, and that's his first 300-yard game.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. He also had three touchdown passes to go along with that. You got to give credit to the receivers, too. We got Colmus hitting his third 100-yard game in a row.
Corral Colmus, 6 catches, 113 yards. Cole Shadle had a game himself. He stepped up this game big time.
Had 5 catches for 84 yards and a touchdown to go along with that.
Garrett Sharp also had 5 catches and 78 yards. He had a game himself.
Caden Barron also had a game. He had 5 catches for 55 yards and snagged a nice touchdown in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, on the season, Caden Barron has 19 catches for 199 yards. But Karell Colmuth leading the wide receiver core with, 345 yards.
And that's when you know you're getting stuff done. And let's talk about punting. I know we normally don't talk about this, but Lane Castaneda, he's just phenomenal today. He racked up a 55-yard punt over the weekend. That was just a phenomenal stop at the 4-yard line punt. That man is a great receiver and a great punter.
He's got huge hands, first of all, so that obviously makes him a great receiver. But, you know, he's been working on his punts this season. They've just gotten tremendously better, especially when he's trying to get them inside the 10.
Oh, yeah, and he had an average of 42.5 yards per punt, and two of them were inside the 20, and he had one touchback that was super close of being at, the 2 or 3-yard line.
On the defensive side of the ball, we collected 7 sacks against Jamestown.
And you know what that means? We are now officially number one in sacks for a defense.
Yeah.
NAIA. We have the most sacks for a defense in NAIA.
Yeah, we're leading with 17 sacks in the NAIA.
Chase Hammonds had a great day, racking up 5 of those.
Yep, 5 sacks.
Gerald Morris had 2, and Eric Keeper also had 1.
Yeah, Eric Keeper got 1. Last season, we had a total of 30 sacks on the season, which is great. But this season, we're 4 games in, and we're already past halfway that mark.
Oh, yeah. I think you said we're at 17 sacks?
17 sacks.
Woo! I'm hoping for that 50 or 60 mark right there.
9 players have at least 1 sack this season. Chase Hammonds has 5. Carson Dixon has 2. Logan Creasel has 2. And Gerald Morris also has 2.
Dang. That's a lot of credit to the coaching, to be honest. The way we are able to get off blocks and make moves, that all comes from practice.
Coach Osten is very particular about alignment and assignment. But away from that, Chase Hammonds is also the GPAC Defensive Player of the Week, so got to give props and congratulations out to him.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, the Bulldogs will play Dakota Westland. We are leading that series 11-9, but that is an away game at Dakota Westland, Saturday, October 10th. Kickoff is at 1 p.m.
And next on the schedule, we got women's soccer, who unfortunately dropped a 1-0 loss to Dakota Westland. So that's kind of unfortunate. I mean, they started off in the first half very, very aggressive on top of things. Just couldn't get any of their shots to go in. We did outshoot them totally. We had 20 shots to Dakota Westland 6. We had 7 of those shots came on goal for the Bulldogs. And unfortunately, the lone one shot on goal for Dakota turned out to be the goal winner in the second half. That one was a tough one. It just squeaked by our goalie, Lindsey Carley.
That was just coming out of at halftime. And, you know, we started off strong there too, but they just got one run in and then just squeaked by the goalie.
Yeah, but, very, very unfortunate. Our Bulldogs, after that goal, they turned up the volume and turned up the pressure to the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. They were able to keep the ball on their or the offensive side, and they had a lot of opportunities to come and tie it, but just couldn't capitalize. Props to the Dakota Wesleyan's defense. They really stood their ground.
It was a very stout defense, and for our Lady Bulldogs to fire off that many shots consistently, just not in this game, but in the games previous, I think it's a great game plan just to keep the defense on the heels, just keeping those shots going and keeping them guessing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, they were playing a Dakota Wesleyan team that came in to the game 4-0, so now they are 5-0, which is very unfortunate. But you're playing a really good team in GPAC, and you hold them to a 1-0 victory. I say, all right, 0-1-0 loss. They had a victory, we had a loss. But, I mean, that's props to our girls for hanging in there and getting offensive plays. To be honest, if that squeak goal didn't happen, we would be talking about an overtime game right now.
Yeah. Other than, like you said, we dominated the shot clock, the shot count. So, I mean, they don't have very many other chances besides that one goal that just squeaked in there.
Yeah. So, hopefully they'll bounce back and get another victory here soon against Morningside. That game will be October 7th. Kickoff is at 5:30 in Sioux City, Iowa. Men's soccer. Eric, what do you get?
Yeah, men's soccer now. First off, I'd like to congratulate freshman Iker Casanova, who's been recognized as GPAC Defensive Player of the Week. So congrats to him. But other than that, men's won.
Yay!
We beat Dakota Wesleyan 2-0. And, you know, our guys came out very fast, very hard. And we scored the first goal, which was, it's kind of funny, it's an own goal against Dakota Wesleyan, but we put so much pressure on them. Moses Jacobo crossed the ball in, started getting hit around in different places, and then off the foot of a Dakota Wesleyan player into a goal.
Yeah, so, I mean, it deflected off the goal and then bounced back, and I think the Dakota Wesleyan player was just running to his spot on the field and accidentally nicked it in. But still, we were able to get a second goal in the second half.
Garrett Perry delivered a second goal, again, right at the about six-minute marker coming in from halftime. He ran down the left side of the field, dodged one defender, went in, kicked it right, top right of the net. So that was a great, beautiful goal. But other than that, this game was very physical. Dakota Wesleyan had a total of 7 yellow cards and 1 red card.
Whoa.
The game, other than just being very physical on the defensive side, their defense was very physical, and that's made it tough for us to score on them. But their bench was also very talkative. I mean, the ref actually gave the bench a yellow card.
Wow, that actually sounds like Hastings' football team and Dort's football team, to be honest. We'll get into more of that as the season goes on for football. But for men's soccer, I say that's pretty good, getting that 2-0 victory. Our Bulldogs had 16 total shots to Dakota Wesleyan's 3. Dakota Wesleyan only had 1 shot on goal. That's saying something to our defense. And we had 7 shots on goal and were able to sneak in 2 of them. I'd say that's very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, our freshman goalkeeper, Simonetti, he did great. He didn't really have to do much that night. He just had to save 1 goal and keep our defense composed and calm, as they were a very physical team.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Next up for the men's soccer team, they will play Jamestown October 10th. That game is set for 3:30 p.m.
That's at home, by the way, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's at home. The last year's match ended in a draw, 1-1.
Whoa, so this will be a good one.
This will be a good one.
This will be a tough one. Hopefully the Bulldogs can pull out a victory this time instead of a tie, because as a football player, a tie is a dumb way to end the game.
Yes, it is, but I think we can do it. I mean, our men's soccer team is a very fast-paced team. Throughout the entire game, they open up fast and they try and score very quickly, just kicking the ball down the field, trying to get it to one playmaker to see if he can do anything with it and score. But other than that, like I said, they're just a very fast-paced team, and they know how to handle the ball.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. So congrats on a great start for the men's, and hopefully they can keep it going.
Oh, yeah, that's a five straight wins, by the way.
That's very impressive. All right, on to volleyball. They played two games since our last podcast. The first game was September 30th. It was at home against Midland, and unfortunately, we dropped one of our sets. We're still undefeated. We still won. We won 3-1, but we dropped a set, ending our streak, but that's a good streak. What is that, nine straight set wins? Actually, yeah. Technically, it was because they were up 2-0, but when they lost that set, so technically it was 11 straight set wins.
Yeah, it was 11 straight set wins, but also the other opponent that they faced was Dort, and they also won that one, and they did not drop a set there. So they've only lost one set on the year.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Let's just bounce back to Midland for a minute. Arlie Costello had 13 kills for the Bulldogs, and Kara Stark had the second most kills with 12 on the day. But hey, I mean, double digits for kills, I'd say that's pretty good.
That
for
is those very two good. Girls. But like I said, onto the Dort game. They didn't drop a set. They won 25-20, 25-17, 25-21. And this is the first time that we've gone into Dort and beaten Dort at Dort. That's a great win for them. We had 55 digs.
Against Dort?
Yeah, against Dort.
That's pretty good.
Of those digs, Marissa Horman led the way with 17. Tara Callahan had 11. Cameron Opfer had 10. And Aaron Johnson also had 10. For kills, Nora Dacre led all players with 11 kills on the night. She also had 2 blocks, so.
I mean, she's just a really good freshman. Shout out to the recruiting people to get her on the Bulldogs. So that's pretty... It's pretty good recruiting there.
It is. She has opened up new doors for our attacking. I was talking to the head coach, Ben Bolt, and he said last year they tried to implement the scheme of just going behind the setter so you can spike it on either the left or right, but they just didn't have the talent to do so. And they saw Gabby Nordacre in her film and her recruiting that she has the ability to do so, and this year it's opened up a whole new world to this offense. Of just going behind the setter and actually attacking in different spots.
And I've actually seen one of their games, and it actually is working because you're able to confuse the defense into which person is it going to. So instead of 4 girls on one side, you're splitting up two to two, so you get an extra little hole for a potential kill. So, I mean, that's really good recruiting and really good planning by the coaching staff.
It's very hard to defend because you just don't know which way they're going to hit it.
Right, and you can even do you can do a spike or you can do a little tap that has it go over. So you can play it a whole lot of ways because, I mean, this is a really good volleyball team and they're able to continue their ways. They could potentially be GPAC champions.
Yeah, they're going to be tested this next game as they play Northwestern, the defending GPAC champions. That is going to be a home game October 10th. First set is for 3 p.m. So, I mean, they're going to have to play good, especially against Northwestern, and just we're going to see how good we are.
Yeah, I mean... Last year GPAC champion versus a potential this year GPAC champion. You know, I mean, I can't wait to see that game. Hopefully they can take the dub.
Well, on to cross country. The women's placed second on the field out of 13 teams Saturday, October 3rd at the Briarcliff Invitational. And the men finished 14, or not, sorry. The men finished 6th out of 14 squads.
We're still on a roll. I mean, it's been a minute since they ran. You know, their last one before the Briarcliff was September 26th. And now they come back and have another great race on October 3rd. They're still able, even after a long break, they're still able to prove that they're the top, one of the top teams in GPAC.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the women's actually defeated number 18 ranked Morningside, who took 3rd, and we took 2nd.
That's how you get it done, right there. And once again, sophomore Kaylin Heritage finished 18th out of 155 runners for the women's with a time of 18 minutes and 32 seconds. I mean, she is just a phenomenal athlete, and we're very lucky to have her. She had a great freshman year, and she's having an even, I think, even better sophomore year. Sophomore Camden Cessna finished 38th out of 186 with a time of 26 minutes and 4 seconds. Hey, more runners, and you're 38th. I say that's pretty good. You're top 40 right there.
He is, yeah, and he's been leading the way for the Bulldogs this entire season, finishing as the top runner for the Concordia. Bulldogs.
So that's pretty impressive. And their next meet unfortunately got canceled. It was the Mount Mercy University NAIA Stampede that has been canceled. So their next one on the schedule is Mount Marty College Invite on October 24th. Gun will go off at 10:30 a.m. And that is at Yankton, South Dakota.
Yes, sir. So good luck.
And that's all we got for you guys today. Make sure you email us if you have any questions at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at cunekoopski. Also, we have a Twitter page.
At Koopski.
There. Shout out to the Sower for allowing us to do this. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.